AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's offering U.S. assistance to the government and people in Japan. As many as 12 powerful earthquakes hit the western part of Japan. The highest level of tsunami alert was lifted, but there are warnings of possible tsunamis. Japanese media footage shows people running through the streets and red smoke spewing from a fire in a residential neighborhood. Russia's latest drone attack in Ukraine is coming with another warning from Russia's leader.
Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year, and President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed more than 24 people and wounded more than 100 others. Putin called that a terrorist act. In Ukraine, a 15-year-old boy was killed and 7 people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 downed Russian drones hit a residential building in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in London say a 16-year-old boy was stabbed to death on a hilltop overlooking central London as crowds gathered to watch New Year's Eve fireworks. Harry Pittman was with friends on Primrose Hill just before midnight when he became involved in a dispute that turned deadly. Efforts to revive him failed. Pakistan's Independent Human Rights Commission says there's little chance of free and fair parliamentary elections in the country next month because of pre-poll rigging, and also expressed concern about authorities rejecting the candidacies of former Prime Minister Imran Khan and most other members of his party. Trailblazing former Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson has died at the age of 88. The nurse from Texas helped bring hundreds of millions of federal dollars to the Dallas area as the region's most powerful Democrat. She went on to become the first Black woman to chair the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. This is AP News. Israel is pulling thousands of troops from Gaza.
While Israel says it's pulling the troops in the coming weeks for training and rest, additional defense forces will continue to bear down on other parts of the embattled territory, especially the south. Israel has been under pressure from the U.S. to switch to lower intensity fighting. But the country has pledged to charge ahead until its war aims have been achieved, including dismantling Hamas, saying it expects the war to go on for months. Israel says more than 8,000 militants have been killed. Gaza's health ministry says almost 22,000 people there have been killed, including women and children. I'm Julie Walker.
An Israeli man who never served in the military was charged with impersonating a soldier and stealing weapons after sneaking into an army unit and joining the fighting against Hamas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.